The motto of the nonprofit oral history project called StoryCorps is simple and profound. Listening is an act of love. Here on Arizona Spotlight, we're proud to bring you stories that were collected in Tucson by the StoryCorps mobile recording booth. Next, we'll hear retired schoolteacher Richard Evans as he tells his daughter Jane about the unique way that he came home from Europe following his service in World War II.
I was sent to Le Havre, France, to wait for the troop ship to take me home. But we didn't know when that troop ship was going to go. But a friend of mine had a little puppy, a little dog, and they had dog ships set up to take home. So he had to go with his little puppy. So I decided to volunteer to go with him. The reason they had these dog ships was that the GIs had picked up these pets in their time in Europe, and the pets were becoming a real problem on the troop ships going home. So they had all these Liberty ships available, which had been bringing supplies over. Now they didn't need to use them anymore. So every 2 weeks, they would set up a ship with 122 dogs and 17 volunteer GIs to take care of them. Our government thought so much of our GIs that they shipped those dogs home to New York and took the dogs right to the doorstep of the owner, no matter where they were. And today we have problems with our returning GIs getting proper medical.
So you thought going on the dog ship you'd get home sooner because
right.
You didn't know when the troop ship would be coming.
Right. About 1,000 miles out from England and 1,200 miles from Bermuda and 1,000 miles from New York City, we were in a gale. And so here we are out in the middle of the ocean, going up and down, you wouldn't believe the waves. And suddenly the ship stopped. And we found out that the engineer that was on duty that night was drunk. When the ship propeller comes up out of the water, he's supposed to cut the throttle. Well, he didn't do it. So when the propeller came up out of the water, with no resistance from the water, it spun like a windmill. And it burned out the main bearing. A great big bearing. It's 5 feet tall. And so we sat there in this gale with no power. And the engineers on the ship, I guess, worked on it until they could get enough power to head into the waves and not have us go over. But one shipmate said that if we went over 45 degrees, if we had gone over 2 more degrees, we would have just rolled over.
Wow.
So we waited, and a tug was sent from Bermuda instead of New York. I wanted New York because I wanted to go home. They towed us into Bermuda, and we stayed there for 2 weeks while they were repairing the ship.
So you thought you'd get home faster.
Yeah, I thought my friend that went on the troop ship was home and in school already by the time I got home.
And so then finally they repaired the ship and mm-hmm. you got to come home.
I got to come home and landed in New York and didn't get any fanfare at all.
Because you were just on a dog ship.
Right.
That was Richard Evans, interviewed by his daughter Jane and recorded at the StoryCorps booth in Tucson. It was produced locally by Matt Felix here at KUAZ. You can hear more at StoryCorps.net.